This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
It was a rather busy weekend. We've got, well, no Broncos this weekend, but that's okay because there was a lot going on. We got the Colorado State situation, the loss to Boise State, but that's not really the story. It's their third string quarterback, Darius Curry, after spitting in the face of a Boise State defensive player. So we got that story to get into. Also, CSU losing to DU over the weekend. That was rough after Kyle Jorgensen had 29 points. We'll get into that. CU lost. Nothing big there to talk about, except for they had a statue put up for former coach, great coach, legendary coach, Bill McCartney. Nobody knew about it. Didn't promote it. Didn't talk about it. It was just a statue that was up, put near the practice fields. And we'll get into that story. Because, listen, he said some interesting things before, you know, that had to do kind of pertaining to his religion. Should they have put a statue up? Should they have announced that they were putting a statue up? I'm a big on the, like, don't really put a statue up. Ever. I know Patriots just recently put one up with Tom Brady. It happens. The worst thing about putting a statue up is if somebody does something where you have to tear that statue down. That's just a bad look by your organization all the way through. So I want to get into that story. The Denver Nuggets now going to be without Aaron Gordon for a while. Mike, let's just simplify it, man. Let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFK. The Avalanche just keep cooking, man. Is that 9 in a row? Just absolutely looking like they're going to easily win a Stanley Cup as we talk in late November. Got to pump the brakes a little, I suppose, but man, they look like the hottest team. They are the hottest team in hockey. And it's not just a hot team. Like, they're not going on a streak here. They're not streaky. That's a great team. The bad is Aaron Gordon is going to be out, or he's going to be out for at least 4 to 6 weeks and then reevaluated after that. So you're going to be without Aaron Gordon and Christian Brown for what looks to be most of, if not all, of the month of December. We just talked on Friday's show or Thursday's show about the chase being on for the Nuggets, and you don't want to fall too far behind if you want to avoid playing the Thunder, and I'm already looking at this stuff, playing the Thunder in any round other than the Western Conference Finals. That race is going to take a pretty significant hit. It's unfortunate because Nuggets had a huge win. It was a cup game, whatever, on Friday night against the Houston Rockets. And then because they value the cup so much, they said, hey, no, you're playing a back-to-back and you got to play the Kings the next night. And Russell Westbrook got the Nuggets. But it's bad with AG out and Christian Brown out. Can they weather the storm for what looks to be a little over a month? Because Christian Brown's wasn't his 4 to 6 weeks, and we're about a week in on that. So you got two starters. They're deep, but then now that depth jumps into the starting role, and you're not as deep on the bench. So we'll see how that one plans out. The ugly is certainly Darius Curry, third-string quarterback, the redshirt freshman quarterback, spitting on an opposing player during the second half of their game against Boise State. Darius Curry will be suspended by the team. He will miss the final game of the season against Air Force, as well as offensive lineman Liam Wortman, who was suspended as well. Now, I didn't see his. Full disclosure, I'm watching this game kind of back and forth between other stuff because my interest level in this team is talk to me when they hire a new coach. But then you make news. I mean, nobody really cared about a 49-21 loss to Boise State at Boise. That was to be expected. At least I expected it. Nobody cared. But then you have a backup quarterback go ahead and spit on a player in the second half of that game. That becomes national attention. I know Boise State's athletic administration seemed to appreciate Colorado State acting the way they did, making sure that they did suspend Darius Curry and acknowledge that what he did was unacceptable. And Darius Curry put out an apology as well. And you move on. Sucks. Bad look for CSU. Like, this is rock bottom. Make no mistake about it. If you are a CSU fan, this is 100% rock bottom for this organization.
Yes, yeah, Michael. I don't remember the Rams ever being this bad, and not just bad, but demoralizingly bad.
Big hub texting, and Brady, you got a lot to get to. Where do you begin? And I'm coming after Go Pokes. Oh, why? Why? Why are you going after Go Pokes today? Oh, and Josh Allen was in town, and he did drop a little at the very end of his speech. It will always suck to be a CSU Ram. He did drop that. Guys, that's what it's all about. I would have been like not happy if he didn't say something about it. And I'm more of a Rams guy than I am a Wyoming guy. This is a rivalry. They hate each other. So why not have the most famous guy from that team, from that organization, continue to put that rivalry out there into the world? Yeah, I mean, I love it.
If it was me and I was a Washington Husky, I would have made like the last part of my speech,
yeah,
just about how much I hate the rival.
That's what he did.
This is a good thing.
Yeah, that's what he did. It's a good thing to have it. I have no problem with that. I have a big problem with the quarterback spitting in the face of a player. That's certainly an issue. And here's some other good news. Like, a lot to talk about on the football side, and then we're going to get to the basketball side too. The UNC Bears did win over the weekend, their final game of the season. That is the most wins they've had in a season since 2016. So congratulations to Ed Lamb. And aside from like a 3-week run, this is going to be considered a very positive season. Not just talking about the most wins they've had since 2016, but the fact that they were competitive in damn near every game, save for three, is a huge thing. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. So congratulations to Ed Lamb. Really, really love doing the podcast with him. We'll have another episode of Football 52 this week as we wrap up the season that was, kind of get his thoughts on everything there. So let's start with Colorado State. Boy, they need to make that announcement quickly. They need some kind of PR around them that is not a losing season, a fired coach, a spitting quarterback, an exiting quarterback. They need something positive quickly here. And I know they've still got one game remaining, and it's going to be hard if they are really considering a guy that's on a team right now. If they are considering a guy that's coaching in the FCS, you could make that announcement because they got, what, a week off, and then their playoffs start. So you could. But you've got another week of this where we're probably not going to get an announcement. But, man, they need some kind of positive PR quickly. And then also, just to boot, Shedeur Sanders started for the Cleveland Browns. Got a win. Had some moments. Wasn't like a good game. His QBR was pretty low, but they did win. And Shedeur goes up to the corner of the end zone, or the corner of the field at the end of the game, and throws out his little perfect timing signal that he does to the Raiders. And let me just say this. I like it. I don't necessarily like it if it's a Bronco player, But I think this goes back to my roots of the WWE and WCW and WWF. I think sports needs a heel sometimes. And then, you know, whether I'm sure Shador fans would bitch and moan and complain that I'm calling him a heel, but I think those guys are good for the game. He's a Russell Westbrook type of guy. So I, for one, especially because he's not a Bronco, so we don't have to deal with that sideshow on a daily basis, but once in a while, I'm okay with it. And he talked a lot before the game, during the game, I'm sure, and after the game. So we're going to get into that. And how about on the basketball front? The UNC Bears are a half-court buzzer beater away from going 3-0 over the weekend in that tournament against Portland. But for them to bounce back after losing that way on Friday night was huge. I was texting back and forth with Coach Steve Smiley, and he's like, a lot of teams can take several weeks to recover from a loss like that, where you're doing everything right, you're winning throughout the majority of that game, and you're up by two, you lose on a half-court buzzer beater. That is tough to take, but this Bears team, veteran-led. Our guy, Brock Wisney, is going to be in studio here in just a moment. We got the Brock Wisney Show. Quinn Danker, Zach Block, three guys that just won't let their team slip mentally. So it was a very successful weekend for this basketball team, so we're going to get into a lot of that coming up. They are 5-1 on the season, and they will play Air Force on, is that Wednesday? They'll play Air Force on Wednesday afternoon at Air Force. So another big opportunity for the Bears, but 5-1. I think that was a successful outing, but I'm sure Brock's going to tell us they feel like they should be 6-0 right now. 17 minutes after the hour. Mike, let's take a quick break here. We'll bring Brock in studio in the Aloe Fiber Studios in just a moment, but first we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Tanner Schwint. Good morning, NoCo is on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Interior Sprinkler Systems presents the Brock Wisney Show on KFKA.
All right, we got a lot to get to. More news is the Rockies, I think, made their announcement. They're going to go with Warren Schaefer as the manager. I'm good with that. The guy's probably doing curls as we speak right now. So, you know, you got a guy that can connect with the players. That's cool. Brock Wisney in studio. The Brock Wisney Show presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. Brock, are you a Rockies guy at all?
You know, I don't follow baseball that closely. Well, but if I cheer for a team, Rockies.
It'll be the Rockies. So you have no opinion on the Rocks going with their former interim manager, Warren Schaefer, and then they're going to go ahead and hire him.
I don't have much of an opinion there, no. I'll leave that to you.
I love it. I think it's a good move. I want to see what he has with, like, you know, a full season under his belt, but we'll see. Brock, how you feeling, man?
I am tired. My body hurts, but, you know, got a game soon, and I think we're all excited around.
Yeah, you
got to
play on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So you played Friday night.
Yes,
you played
sir.
Saturday, overtime.
Yep.
Then you play Sunday in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And then you got to turn around and play Air Force on Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's
Wednesday afternoon.
It's a grind, man. You know, those three games, we phrase it as the Big Sky Conference, but you won't normally go and play two games right away after the Big Sky Conference. So, you know, we're just pushing through it. I think the morale's high right now. We ended on a good note, like you'll probably mention, and you know, I think we're excited to, you know, get back to it though.
Yeah, we got to talk about, of course, the St. Thomas game. We got to go there first.
Yeah, I understand.
Now they end up winning 73-72, half court buzzer beater.
Yes, yes.
You guys were kind of controlling this game throughout.
We led for 39 minutes, 20 seconds.
And they had that slow kind of comeback that didn't really feel like a comeback.
Yeah.
And then it's one of those games to me where it's like you didn't feel like St. Thomas was going to win that game until they did.
Yeah.
Like it felt like you guys had control. And then you get Quinn Danker goes to the line for the three.
Yep.
Free throws, goes 2 of 3.
Yep.
And obviously that sets it up for a game-winning three-pointer or half-court buzzer beater. Just what's going through your mind when that goes in? And
man, yeah, those unfortunate moments, man. Last year we had one against Idaho that was almost like very, very similar, almost exact same. What goes through your mind is like, oh, I'm so glad we're going to get a win. Like, the chance this doesn't go in. I don't even got to box out, right? There's
no
time on the clock.
Sure.
So it's just up to the ball, and I'm like, oh. But then I turn around, I see it bank in, and I'm just like, man. Like, this sucks.
Does it even seem real when that kind of thing happens?
No, those moments are completely surreal. Like, I'm just standing there for a second. I got to process it for like 5, 10 seconds just to be like, okay, like, that just happened. What next, you know?
In those moments, though, isn't it nice? I know it's grueling, but at least you get to say, hey, what better way to put that behind you than just to go out the literally the very next night and just play again?
Having a game the next day is such a blessing. You know, we were saying that. We're like, man, like, sometimes people would have to wait a week on this loss, you know, dwell on that loss. But tomorrow we get to go respond and get that foul taste out of our mouth really quickly and, you know, bounce back.
Yeah, and you did. You go to overtime against this Portland team. Pretty good basketball team there. Pretty good game.
Big team, man.
Yeah.
Big and physical team, you know, especially the next night. It was who's the tougher team, and it goes to overtime. And like we said before in the Pepperdine game, who's going to want it more? And, you know, I think our guys pulled through. So.
Yeah, take us through that overtime, kind of how that played out. Obviously, it was a back-and-forth game, but you guys 2-0 in overtime, I believe, this year.
Yeah, so you know, overtime games are good to us. I think that it wasn't like an 8-0 jump like we did against Pepperdine. It was slow for the first 3 minutes, but I think we made like a 4-0 run-ish, you know, around the 2 minutes left mark, and we kind of held on to that, just got some big-time stops and rebounds. They're a big team, so boxing out and those defensive rebounds were huge for us.
Yeah, absolutely for you. So I'm going back and forth with Smiley last night. I said, hey, congrats. It's got to be considered a successful weekend. And he was just really impressed with the two wins that you guys pulled off, because those half-court buzzer beaters sometimes, mentally, because if you do everything right, And then they have a slow comeback like that, and then they win it like that. That can really mess with you, because now you got to go through another game where, okay, even if we do everything right, you could still have
chance
it come down to something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he was thinking, man, this is huge, because it can take weeks to recover from a loss like that. And you guys came back and just went ahead and won two more games right after that.
Yeah, you know, I think our group is resilient, like you mentioned. I think we're veteran. We've been in a lot of situations. So we're not going to be too knocked down by a loss like that. So I think that, you know, I think we did a good job, you know, prepping and bouncing back. And I think really having joy and good energy, even in like the warm-ups before that game, we're excited to play. We're not down on ourselves. We're kind of just, you know, keeping the morale high amongst the guys.
Yeah. I mean, so the team's got to be feeling good. Like, that's a success. You guys are 5-1 to start the season. That's an excellent record so far.
You know, I think that we wish and we think that we should be 6-0.
Yeah,
you know, that's how we feel, obviously. But, you know, that's how a lot of teams feel. So we feel good. We have a little bit of momentum going into this next week. And, you know, we just got to push through. So,
talk to us about what I was also impressed with you, too, because in that St. Thomas game, I think you had 6 turnovers or so. And I know that's something we talked about last week, how you're working on that. Those slowed down for you. Against Portland, you only had 1 turnover.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next night against Cal State Fullerton, you had 3 turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of that recovery we're talking about. You look at something, okay, they're coming at me. They're putting 2 guys on me a lot.
Yeah.
You know, but then you recover in those next 2 games. That was huge.
Yeah, you know, that night after, I was really upset with myself. I'm like, man, I feel like I lost us the game with these turnovers. And you know, I was like, how am I going to bounce back from this? And, you know, I kind of just, you know, I always try to find peace, right? So, like, I'll read my Bible a little bit, or I'll read a book I'm reading, or kind of just, you know, meditate and be upset for that night. Like, that's okay, you know, to dwell on that. But the next morning, it's got to be like a switch is flipped.
Yeah, Well,
you know?
So what's the coaching staff like in those moments for you? Because you don't want to get too down on yourself, because you got to have a pretty short memory with that stuff, too.
Yeah, they won't really get on us, because we have such a quick turnaround. So they'll like for moments to be like, we let that one go, guys, or, you know, that was our fault. Like, we did so and so and so. But then they're like, but this team, like, we got to bounce back. We got to be the more mature team. And I think they do a good job of not demeaning us in those moments, but more so being like we got to go for this one. Like, we got to get up for it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and you were able to put that behind you and come out and play solid throughout the next 2 games. And in the final game on Sunday, you win 97-93. Talk to me about these three teams. I mean, are they... Was this? Are these three really good teams that you could see making some noise in their conferences down the road? Or
yeah,
how do you
evaluate? St. Thomas is probably a favorite to win the Summit League in my eyes. They're a really good team, really well coached. They got like a good group, super detailed. So they're a good team. That would have been a great win, but it's not a bad loss. You know, Portland. I think that's a huge win. Two WCC road game wins. That's pretty big time. They're a big team, too, big and physical. And Fullerton, you know, they're a lot better than I thought they'd be going into it. Their pace is super, super fast. And but they have some really talented guys. And I think we got up 10 or 12 with about 4 minutes left. But they fouled every single second. It was so interesting. Felt like the last, like, 2 or 3 minutes lasted about, like, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think they're all pretty good teams. Fullerton, you know, might not look great on paper, but, you know, it's still a good win for us.
Well, and you saw this, too, like against Portland. Obviously, your minutes were up. You played 38 minutes. Egan Shields came and played 28 minutes. And that we've seen Shields play a lot, but as you said, when you got big dudes, we imagine both you guys to just get a lot of minutes of shared time, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I love having the court with him. We rebound well, like we mentioned. I think we play pretty well together, but... You know, in this tournament alone, Egan played really good, especially that Portland game. I think he's 6 of 8. He had like 15 points, 11 rebounds. So he was huge that game. And overall, you know, I think that the big lineup is working good for us. And I think coach is going to put us in those positions, you know, that are best. So
for Egan Shields, do you find like, obviously, what is he, a sophomore?
Yes.
Like kind of your role too, obviously being one of the team leaders, also kind of help him out along the way, because when you're done, I would imagine Egan Shields steps into your role. So that's kind of a mentorship thing, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely. No, I've been with him for 2 years. He redshirted his first year and last year, and I think that we've grown close because, you know, when you practice that much together, it just happens. And he's going to be super good, but kind of, you know, I kind of try to lead him, you know, give him a good example for what it's supposed to look like, whether it's hard work or, you know, talking to the guys in the right demeanor. But yeah, he's going to be really good this year. He's going to be really good next year. He's really talented, big and physical guy.
Yeah, no, it's good to see his progression too, already early.
Absolutely.
In this season. What more can we say about your guy, Quinn Dankerman?
Oh, man, yeah.
I mean, he's kind of on it. Feels like he's just on a different level.
Everyday guy, man. He's different. He has a different mentality. And I've been telling you that from the start. He's just approached this year differently than I've ever seen from somebody. And he's such a consistent guy for us. And even more so, you know, with his leadership and his talk. He's very high strung. You know, like those game days, he's ready to go. He's ready to fight. But he's doing awesome right now.
Both of you guys are so easy to talk to. But then, you know, once you get into game day, you're telling me, hey, yeah, he's kind of like goes into a different mode on game day.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. He's, you know, he's still like a good guy to talk to on game day. He's still going to be nice, but he just loves it. You know, he's like, let's go, like, you know, and he's really amps the team up, and he's always going to show up with an energy. And I think that's a big thing for him. That's just what's great about him.
Well, and we talk about how important leadership is when you do lose a game like that, like the St. Thomas game, being able to get everybody together, put that behind you. You experienced it just personally, like, okay, I got some turnovers in that game. Now I need to put that away. But how important, especially like you and Quinn and Zach Block too, being those leaders in those moments, saying, hey, we got to turn it around and play tomorrow. Because even though you lost that first game, you still wanted that weekend to have that feel of the Big Sky, Big Sky Conference tournament.
Yeah, you know, so after that first loss, right when we're in the locker room before the coaches come in, we're all like, we got to forget about this one. Like, whatever, next game, they hit that shot, like, it is what it is. And we really did end up feeling like we're playing for a championship, you know, for the Portland Invitational. Yeah. So we lost the first one, obviously, but we win the second, and that last one is technically like the Portland Invitational, you know, championship if we win that. So I think that, you know, the coaches kept phrasing it that way, like, we got to imagine that we just won this game against St. Thomas, and this next one is the semifinals, and the next one's the finals. So I think that was really good for us, and it put it in a way, you know, that prepares us come March.
Please don't in the tournament, you know, let's not have a half-court buzzer.
Oh, man, if that happens, might never hear from me again.
Well, I do like that mentality, because Smiley talked to us a little bit about that last week, too, that we are going to – even if we lose a game in this tournament or in the first 2 days, we are going to act as if, you know, we just won it because we really want to emulate what that's going to look like in the Big Sky Conference tournament. And throughout the season, that's what it is. It's all about tests for you guys because it's a long season. So you have to find each stretch. Like this will be a test against Air Force because it's a quick turnaround for you guys. But being able to kind of put those challenges up and face them head on can just help you guys down the stretch when you get into the tournament, which is what it's all about.
Yeah, it's just going to be who's most prepared. And, you know, your journey that you go along through in the season, that's really going to make you who you are come time in March. And I think that, you know, we do a good job of representing those moments like you're mentioning, like this is going to be how it is at the end of the year. This is how it's going to be at the end of a close tough game, you know, situational stuff. So there's so many different things that go into it. But, you know, the journey along the way is what prepares you for that end.
What was the tournament atmosphere like? I mean, because it's a kind of neutrally. And I mean, what was the fan? I mean,
the Portland game had some fans, not a ton. But for the most part, it felt like it was just a regular game. You know, the crowd didn't play too much of a factor besides the Portland game, I would say.
Well, you guys come out of this thing 2-1 from that tournament. We're throwing out game balls here.
Oh, yeah, we are.
I think we should do a game ball every game, no matter what,
I agree.
Do you have – so let's go back to the first game Friday night. This was the loss to St. Thomas.
Yeah.
You've got Quinn Danker's got two of these things so far. Zach Block, are we going somewhere different, or where are we headed here?
Yeah, man? So for this first game, I am going somewhere. I'm going to go Ibu.
Nice.
He had a really good game. He hit some big shots at the right timing. So, you know, when it felt like maybe the game was going in their momentum a little bit, Ibu came in, hit a tough shot. You know, he hit a few post jumpers. He hit like three threes, I think. So I'm going to give it to Ibo. I think that was a good game for him, and it kind of got him going for the next two.
17 points for him, as you mentioned. Yep. Two boards, two assists, also 3 of 6 from the three-point line. So that's critical. Fun to see him kind of continue to grow with this team as well. Okay, and then you guys have the overtime game against Portland. You win 86-80.
I wonder where I'm going with this one.
I gotta
and
imagine.
The next one. You got.
I gotta imagine.
It's pretty simple. So for Portland, we're going Quinn Danker. You know, that stat sheet is stuffed in that one.
I mean, 29 points is impressive, but 10 of 10 from the free throw line.
Yeah.
I think he took missing one of those free throws against St. Thomas personally.
He did.
And he's like, I have to now make everything. And he had 7 assists in that game, 6 boards.
Yeah.
I mean, flirting with a triple-double there, man.
Yeah,
so
close.
So he picked, this is his third now. It's his third game ball.
Well-deserved.
And then finally, your win against Cal State Fullerton, 97-93.
Yeah. You wonder. Zach Block.
He actually gets to the 30. He had 32 points in that one. 7 of 12 from the three-point. Boy, when he's on, he's freaking on, isn't he?
Yeah, so when he's hitting, if he lets a shot go, you never, ever think he's going to miss it. That's just how it is.
Yeah, it's fun to see it. Yeah. Okay, so throughout the season so far, in the 5-1 start, Quinn Danker's got one. Zach Block. Quinn Danker again against Pepperdine. Ibu is our first non-Quinn, non-Zach. So congrats to Ibu. Yeah. And then Quinn grabbed another one. Zach Block's on the mix. So those two guys are going back and forth. And as we know, full disclosure, Brock's not going to give himself a game ball. It might take
Michael and I deserve a game ball.
To come together. Yeah. Well, and that's what I said. I was like, what if he had like 40 points? He's like, it's going to be the guy that was throwing me the ball, passing me the ball. That's your attitude. That's your mindset.
For sure.
I love it. All right, coming up next, Brock, let's take a look at the rest of the week here. Thanksgiving, too, man. Yeah. You've got the Air Force game on Wednesday. And we'll kind of look at how the schedule unfolds for you guys, because you'll take on Air Force on Wednesday, but then isn't right back at it on Saturday against Regis? So
it is.
What does Thanksgiving week look like for the UNC Bears?
Yeah, you know, we'll practice today, practice tomorrow. Air Force is a little interesting, so we'll have to prepare for that. Go to Air Force, and I believe we're going to have Thursday off.
Okay.
We'll see. I don't know. That's me hoping, you know.
It might depend on how Wednesday goes.
Yeah, and hopefully I'll get to go home with the family, have a Thanksgiving meal there, and just come back and just keep at it. You know, practice Friday, play Saturday. So it's the usual. It's what you'd expect. Nothing crazy from it.
All right, we'll take a look at that schedule. And we'll get some Thanksgiving thoughts from Brock Wisney as well, like go-tos or things to stay away from as well. Let's talk about
that to you.
It's the Brock Wisney Show, presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. Check them out online at interiorsprinkler.com. Michael, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, it's the Brock Wisney Show. Brock joins us every single Monday as we talk about the weekend that was for the Bears, get into some other things too. Dude, Brock, it was a wild weekend. These are the things that just keep my mind. Like, I can't keep up with everything.
There's a lot going on right now.
I watched as much of your tournament this weekend as I could. Sunday was more difficult, but I did unfortunately watch all Friday's game, except for that final. I didn't even see the freaking half-court buzzer. I got up to go get something to drink, turn around, they're reviewing something.
Well, I'm glad you missed it.
And they're not showing it on replay. And I'm like, what happened? They're reviewing a half-court buzzer beater. That's great. But then you guys, as we talked about, took care of your business the rest of the way through. Josh Allen was up north in Wyoming. He dropped to CSU. It always sucks to be a CSU Ram. Rams fans are pissed about that. It's a rivalry. Don't you want that in right? Or would you rather Josh go, you know, doggone it, I love everything here. No, Wyoming fans would have been pissed.
You want fuel in the fire.
Yeah, you absolutely want fuel in the fire.
Yeah.
Shedeur Sanders gets his first start, and he was extremely humble about it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
maybe not so much. But, and then CU, we got to get into the, I won't bring you into this conversation because it's a tough one, but a statue was built at SU, and it was controversial, and we'll get into some of that later on the show. And then, as we mentioned, Warren Schaefer just got hired by the Rockies. Dude, this show just writes itself, Brock. I think I have a plan. And then, bam, here we are. So we'll see. But as for you guys, I love watching college basketball. I love following these area teams. Of course, UNC, that's one of them that we love to see what they're up to. And you got a quick turnaround. You got to go up against Air Force. Air Force is always interesting because it seemed like 2 years ago, non-conference schedule wasn't amazing for you guys.
Yeah.
But then you beat Air Force. Then it was like everything kind of a light turned on. You beat them last year, too. Let me just ask this. Do these Colorado games kind of have a little extra meaning for you? You being a Colorado guy.
Yeah.
But also going up against these other teams this state, because you have DU coming up and CU to end your non-conference sports.
Yeah. You know, and since they're in Colorado, we play them mostly every year. So it feels kind of like a league opponent almost, you know. Like, we played this team last year and the year before and so on. So, like, we know each other as teams. We know how it looks. So it's kind of just going to be who's going to come in and play harder, play the best, you know. I think we're really excited for this one. It's a big turning point, you know, seventh game of the season, one that could really give us some momentum if we could get it.
No question about it. So Air Force plays you guys, it seems like, all the time now.
Yeah.
CU's playing you guys, it seems like, all the time.
Yep.
DU.
Yeah.
Why aren't we seeing CSU, man? Because last time I checked, most of the games, that's must-see basketball right there. You guys have been a lot of fun to watch going back and forth.
I just think they can't get the terms done. I'm not sure. You know, I'm behind the scenes. I'm not seeing. No one's really told me what's going on, but they're just not getting it done. I wish they did, but it is what it is.
Wouldn't you love to see? Like, I know Coach and Sundance up there are best buds, and I don't know if they want to play each other every year, because there's a lot that goes into that. You don't want to, because losses can sometimes
put
mean
someone on the hot seat,
right?
You know,
and that's a scary situation, so you don't want to do that. So I do understand it, but for you guys, like, I would love to see all these area teams on your schedule.
That would be awesome.
Year.
Maybe in the future, you know, they get back to it. I know we played them my first 2 years. We went 1-1. You know, we got them there. They got us here. So, you know, maybe in the future they get back to playing those games.
Well, you got Air Force on Wednesday and then Regis on Saturday. That's going to be on ESPN Plus as well. So what is Thanksgiving like for you guys? You know, because holidays are so crazy because you got basketball that usually bookends the holidays.
Short holidays, man. Thanksgiving. This is actually the first Thanksgiving I'll be home for.
Oh, really?
In my college career.
Wow. No kidding.
So that'll be nice. In the past, we've been, I think, New Mexico 1 year. We were in Cancun one of the years, which isn't too bad.
Well, didn't last year you guys had like a great, one of your, help me out. You were at one of your teammates' places last year.
Yeah.
And they did like a big spread.
Oh, yes, Marcell's. We were in Texas
Marcell
Tech.
McCreary,
we played
yeah.
Texas Tech.
Yes, and you guys coach, you know, talked about some of the games that his family played, and you guys had a lot of fun doing that.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that part's
good
cool.
Good meal. Yeah.
But this time, you know, the game being in at Air Force on Wednesday, you'll actually get to be in the area. So you'll get to probably be around family on Thursday.
Yeah, I will, and that'll be fun. I'll get to have a nice home-cooked meal, recover, you know, maybe for a night. I'm sure I'll still be in the gym that morning or something like that. But, you know, I think that'll be good for us. And, you know, like you said, Thanksgiving, Christmas, we get like 4 or 5 days. So it's interesting.
You get a little bit of a break there. Thanksgiving, though, what's the go-to for you, Brock?
You know, I love gravy on everything. Turkey with gravy, mashed potatoes with gravy, mac and cheese.
Just pile it all together.
Stuffing with gravy.
Yeah, you know, I'm hungry.
I love all that stuff.
Do you have to pay attention to, because we've talked a little bit about diet and nutrition and stuff on this show.
Yeah.
Do you have to pay attention to that on Thursday, or is it like,
I mean,
you know what?
You know, I think that it's better for me to, you know, recharge a little bit. I'm not going to eat like junk, like a bunch of, you know, candy or sugar.
Yeah.
So I think getting some protein and some starch with mashed potatoes, you know, there's always a way I can support myself.
Do you stuff yourself, though, to the point where you're like, oh, like nor like me.
Yeah.
I will be like, after eating, you know, I'll be crying about how full I am. 30 minutes later, I'm going back. Like, I'm just going to do it.
I normally would. You know, I don't think that I do, you know, during these seasons. I got to stay a little bit on edge. But I'll get full. I'll get full, but I won't get like, oh, man, I can't move right now.
See, I'll get full, and then I can't move. But then the second I can kind of move, we're going back for a little bit more. So that'll be good. What's this? Is there anything you stay away from? Like, traditional Thanksgiving stuff that's, like, not your cup of tea?
I never understood, you know, the canned cranberry.
I don't think anybody does. I don't think anybody really enjoys that, yet that's, we all just do it. That's part of it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever really gone for that. I don't like sweet potato stuff.
Same here. I'm not a big sweet potato dude.
Sweet potato pie, I'd rather go pumpkin pie, sweet potato fries or so on. I'm not huge on that.
Yeah,
so.
I'm the same way. I'm not really a big sweets guy. Yeah. I'd rather just fill up on the main stuff before I do any of that other stuff.
You know, I love some pumpkin pie with whipped cream, though. That's probably my favorite out of everything, if I'm being honest.
That's kind of that's the go-to, the ultimate go-to.
I could eat a whole pumpkin pie with whipped cream.
Do you have a memory or a great tradition in your family for Thanksgiving? It's tradition is basically eating a lot, but is there anything significant, a little extra special that you guys would do?
I don't think anything extra special. I think, you know, Christmas we do that. All of our family gets together, though, you know, all my grandparents and my cousins and so on. So that's always a good time. But
is it competitive? Because you got a lot of athletes in your family.
Yeah, it is.
Do you guys get competitive?
If we play games, we'll do Pictionary or charades. It gets very competitive. Sometimes we'll split guy girls and we'll talk some real trash to each other and
that'll be good.
We'll get going. But, you know, it's competitive,
So you're assuming you're getting Thursday off. Coach Smiley's big on family and all that stuff, too. So
maybe I should stop.
Well, just knowing Coach, like, I know how important that is.
Yeah.
Like, that's something he has stressed to his coaching staff, to his players, of, hey, you know, we want to give you guys opportunity to be around your family. And it's not it's important, but it's not constant basketball 24/7.
Yeah, he's a guy that always talks about balance, right? Balancing, you know, what's important in your life. It can't be everything, but it's got to be a few things. So I think that, you know, he loves us, you know, giving an example that, you know, family's super important. And he shows that, all the coaches do. But hopefully we get Thursday. We'll see.
Well, go get this win against Air Force, and that way you can just relax.
Yeah, if we don't get this win, maybe we don't have Thursday.
Might be doing laps. Yeah. 49 minutes after the hour, we'll wrap up the Brock Wisney Show coming up next. It's right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
NFL and the Broncos on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show. Oh, no. The Brock Wisney
Show. The whole show.
Wow.
Brock Wisney
Show. 100% the Brock Wisney Show, presented by InteriorSprinkler.com. Brock, what's your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, for sure.
Second favorite? I'm going to go down every single one.
Yeah, I think Thanksgiving.
Yeah?
I think then Halloween, you know.
Once we get into fall.
Fall's like a great
quarter
time.
Four, whatever. Yeah. Those are the three.
Yeah, like, I agree.
Because Halloween, I just kind of like, it's the
weather's
changing.
Maybe 4th of July. I love the 4th of July.
Big 4th of July.
I like the
Plus,
fourth
you're
July.
Not, you know, you're not knee-deep yeah. into the season,
yeah,
too,
exactly.
so you can relax a
yeah.
little bit. Yeah, I'm with you there on the Christmas side. When is too, here's another quiz. When is too early to put Christmas stuff up?
Before Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, Brock and I are connecting. So, like, right after Halloween,
yeah,
you're good
after
with
Halloween,
it?
That's okay.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm right. My wife was ready to put stuff up, like,
yeah.
probably on Halloween. And we started to slowly put stuff up. But you know what? It only comes once a year.
Yeah.
It's such a sprint, you know, for whatever you're involved in your life. The holidays fly by.
Yep.
So why not enjoy your Christmas stuff if you have it?
Yeah.
You pay a lot of money for those trees
I agree,
and lights.
Yeah.
Enjoy them for a little more yeah. than 30 days or whatever it is you do.
Yeah, my house back home, they already went through and put our Christmas trees up and our lights out on the outside.
Yeah, we got ours ready.
I think they kind of go together, Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, people are like, get through Thanksgiving first. I'm like, what do you put up for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Like, there's no day. We're honoring
You don't blow up turkeys or anything.
No. Yeah. If you do that, then you have a lot of money.
And you like Thanksgiving.
You love Thanksgiving. Brock, my man, overall, man, excellent job this weekend. Congratulations to you guys. I think that was a very successful tournament.
Yeah.
We knew that was going to be a stretch for you guys.
Yeah.
But you got two of them. Felt like you should have had that third one.
Had three.
But go take it out on Air Force on Wednesday. And we'll talk to you again next week, my friend. But to you and your family, to the UNC Bears family, happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You guys as well.
All right, my man. The Brock Wisney Show, presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. We'll be back at it with Brock on a Monday. I'll probably be about 20 pounds heavier. Brock will probably just look the same.
Yeah.
Probably better at some point, because I'm sure he's going to be doing curls and reps in between.
No.
But we'll talk then, my man. Appreciate you as
thank
always,
you.
Brother. All right, 11:57 the time. We got top stories of the day coming up. We'll try to make sense of everything. Wyoming loses to Nevada. Josh Allen talks trash to CSU. Shedeur Sanders, Bill McCartney statue put up. So we'll get into all of that coming up next on the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.